In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating the entrance of the Mother of God as a little three-year-old little baby is being brought in into the Holy of Holies. And the whole procession was made when she was led by her mother and father. The mother especially gave a note that she was going to dedicate the little baby to service for God. And this is what she has done at the age of three. She gathered up all the famous maidens of the time from her place, and they all went in the procession in front of the child with the candles, and they brought them all, came up to the church. And when they came to the church, they went actually right to where the Holy of Holies is. And there's a steps, 15 steps has to be climbed. And the first priest has a right to go to the Holy of Holies only once a year. And he has to get up those steps, and when he goes those steps, he has to say the Psalter. There's 15 psalms that he has to say. And they put the little baby, 3-year-old, the future mother of God, Theotokos, they put her on the first step, and she just went up quickly, all the way, without anybody's help, all the way up to the last, unto the top, with all the great joy and anticipation that she is going, that she is coming to the Lord. And of course, what happened is, the Saint Zacharias, who was the first priest at that time, and he had brought her right into the Holy of Holies, where, again, the first priest has a right to come in only once a year. But he brought her right into the Holy of Holies and showed her a place where she would be able to come freely every day and pray as much as she wants. If she would live in a dormant together with the other little maidens and little girls, but she would go quite often and spend most of the time actually in the Holy of Holies. And she would spend the time there in prayer and contemplation, and actually being visited and being taken care of the Archangel Gabriel himself. And he would feed her and teach her and spend the time with her. And her time was spent mostly in the contemplation and the prayer and the growth and the studying of the scriptures. And my beloved, the Theotokos, never, the future Mother of God, never could think that she might be the one, even though she lived, you might say, in the Holy of Holies, and was visited by the angels, and talked to them, saw them freely. She would never had a thought that she might be one that will bring birth to the Savior. And when she had read, as we know from the Howardy of the Annunciation, when she had read for the Messiah, where it said there that the maiden is going to be given birth to the Savior, to Emmanuel, and then she had the thought, well, maybe I could be absolutely the last servant, of that maiden that's going to, the virgin that's going to give birth to the Savior. She never occurred to her that she might be the one chosen, even though she saw that no one could come in the Holy of Holies except the high priest only once a year. And yet she was allowed the free reign to come in and to pray and spend most of the time over there and visiting the, being visited by the holy angels. And there's humility. No one ever could match, of course, the humility that the Mother of God had. And if we could only start to learn from her. You know, if you notice that in the Gospel, there's hardly anything at all about the Mother of God. We don't hear any account of her life except what a couple of mentions. We only have two Gospels that we are being read for all the holidays of the Mother of God, and one is the fourth reading from of St. Luke, where the future Mother of God is coming visiting her relative who is expecting a baby, and the baby rejoiced in the woman she had approached, and the mother said that the baby rejoiced because the baby knew that came in the future mother of the Lord who has come on this earth. And dear Gospel is, we're reading the 54th reading, which is on the, actually, the Lord comes and visits his two sisters, and Mary and Martha. And Mary, as soon as he met the Lord, came up to him and sat on the floor next to him and was listening to his teachings and his beautiful opening up of these spiritual things to her. And but Martha was cumbered about many things, of how to prepare a very good dinner for such an honored guest. And but then she couldn't take it. Came up to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me alone to work? Tell her to come and help me." And the Lord says, "No, she had chosen the better part of it, and it's not going to be taken away." And my beloved, and then, of course, she has cumbered so much and about making a feast, probably, for the Lord. One of our bishops years ago said that, well, maybe we could take it this way, that when big holiday comes, we shouldn't have such a big feast, and so maybe we should just have one dish, and that's enough to feed the honored guests. But, you know, too many times I've seen John of Cross said, we are paying dues to the evil one when we're making big feasts and all kinds of food, and we start to eat up and drink, and we're paying the tax, as St. John said, to the evil one, by instead of listening and thinking about the Lord and about the feast itself, and we get involved in gluttony. God forgive us. But the most important thing is for us to know is that let's try to learn to be humble. Because the Lord said, be humble and meek in your heart, and then you shall have rest. You will be able to be at peace. And this is what we should try to acquire. You say, well, but I'm not that proud. I'm okay. I'm pretty humble. Well, if you say that, and then if you see that one of the members of your family, because that's where we mostly are being tested, and with our own family, is will say something that goes against your grain, and that you don't agree with, and it irks you or offends you, and you get offended. Well, if you get offended and I get offended, well, then we can surely say to ourselves that we have pride, and we haven't conquered the pride. We have self-love, and the pride is set into us if we get offended with when somebody goes against our grain and says something to belittle us. Well, we have to try to get rid of that. We have to turn things around, and we have to look at this. Somebody, whether it's your husband or your wife or your children or your parents or grandparents, if they or sisters or brothers, and if they irked you and got your goat, as the American expression is, well, then you know that actually they are your benefactors. They brought out that thing that you were hiding from yourself. You were thinking that you weren't such a proud person, and here they're revealing that sin, the deep root inside, and that's what we gotta get rid of. If we can get rid of that, how great would our Mother of God, how great she would feel that we are trying to go her own, of trying to go in humility and the Lord. Because, you know, there is no other way to be saved except if we humble ourselves. And if we don't humble ourselves, we're not be able to be saved, because we'll always be offended. We'll always get upset. We can get angry from that. All those things come from that, from being offended and from having a hurt pride. We should not have the pride. We should get rid of it, and to make our heavenly dwellers happy, to know that we're following the example of the Theotokos, and to get rid of the inner pride. And when we have humility, through humility we have an open way to the salvation. And if we learn to consider that anybody that touches our gets our gold, and anybody, whoever they may be, we consider them as being our benefactor. We turn things all around, and we'll start praying for them. Of course, we don't get offended, because when we're offended at somebody, we can't pray for them. So we forgive immediately. We forgive them for whatever they have said or acted, how they acted that to cause us to get offended. We first forgive them, and then we ask the Lord to forgive them, for they did not know what they were doing, and thank the Lord that He has allowed them to prick our pride, so that to reveal that sickness that we have inside. Well, if we try to do that, there again, a great help is going to be coming to us in conquering that the biggest culprit that is keeping us away from the love of the Lord and the love of our neighbor, and this is the pride. Let's continue to try to remember how the Mother of God had forbidden the apostles to write anything about her, and how even though she lived in the Holy of Holies, in a sense, because they spent most of the time there, it never dawned on her that she might be the Theotokos, or the birth giver of the Word of God, the Son of God. And my beloved, let's try to go that road of humility that will bring us into the kingdom of heaven. The road of humility will never allow us, if we're on that road, never allow us to judge. And if we will not judge, God will not judge us. And then we'll have an easy access to the kingdom of heaven, and we'll make the heavenly dwellers, and especially the Mother of God, who is also our mother because she adopted us, because we received the Holy Communion. We have our Lord living in us with the Father and the Holy Spirit, especially when we receive communion. The Mother of God loves us and wants our salvation. May Mother of God allow us to grow little by little and utilize and our close ones that are around us. You know, we react this way usually only in our own center, in our own family. When we go outside, then the pride that we have and the vanity, it keeps us from reacting the way we do in our home. And in our home, we get most of the irritation. On the outside, we don't show that much because of the vanity. And let's work on that, to conquer it, so that we'll be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Amen.